Hello.
Hi, speak to Mrs. Perriman, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Mrs. Perriman. My name's Kay. I'm calling from Springbok Properties. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Sorry. I'm just calling about your house. If I can talk.
Yeah. No worries.
Yes, go. Are you okay for sort of about 15 minutes just to go through some things with me?
Yeah, that's cool.
Brilliant, thank you. Now, just to make sure I've actually got the right property in front of me, could I just get you to confirm the address for me, please?
Yeah, so it's Millview, and it's EX171AZ.
Brilliant, thank you. And you do own this property, don't you?
Yes.
Fantastic. I believe you own it with your husband.
Yes.
Yeah, fab.
Yeah.
And just to let you know, as we're a regulated company, that we do recall the calls. I hope that's all right.
Yes.
Well, that's my official stuff done.
Okay.
So, have you bought something else? Have I got that right?
No, we're looking at getting something else. And we've just sort of, if we see something, we would like to be in a position to be able to move quickly. We're just sort of getting an idea of, how this spring boxing works and stuff like that, and what we could sort of think, look at getting for our house and things. That was what I'm viewing something next week as well, which I quite like. I just would like to know how it works, what sort of offer we could get and stuff like that. I mean, sorry, my head's killing me today. Kind of a bad day. That's what the inquiry was all about, really.
Yeah, no, of course. So, I take it you're aware we'd have different options and you're kind of looking at those, see what they would get you.
Sorry, what was that?
I was saying, I'm assuming then that, you know, we have a couple of different options and you wanted to know
Yeah,
that makes sense. The options are quite simple, to be honest. It's like time versus money. So kind of the quicker you want your money, kind of the less you get. The more patient you are, the more you get you. So we are a little bit of a hybrid company. So even though we specialise in fast sales, the overall goal is simple.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get you from A to B with the least amount of hassle.
Yeah.
And in the process of business, we want to make some money. So
my
job's kind of to marry the two together, if I can.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Now, on your property itself, so part of my job before I ring you is to prepare a market report for your property. So there's a couple of things I wanted to check with yours. Did you buy this as a project and now you want to do another one?
We've been here for 23 years, I think it is, we've been here for.
Oh, wow.
We're just at a position now where we just sort of want to move. It was initially a two-bedroom bungalow when we bought it. It's now a four-bedroom sort of house. We've raised the roof height and it's all got the building regulations and stuff. And there's four bedrooms up there and a bathroom. And then we've obviously got three reception rooms or another bedroom downstairs now. Whichever way you look at it. So it's 4 to 5
yeah.
or, yeah.
So I was just looking at that. So your upstairs has got four bedrooms. The master's got like a... Is it like a wardrobe, walk-in wardrobe?
Yeah, a little walk-in wardrobe, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then the family bathroom, and it's kind of like a bit of an L-shape, so like the master bedroom kind of sticks out the back of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your downstairs is still kind of, the original downstairs, but you've obviously, now there's no bedrooms down there, it's all...
What's downstairs now? You've got the details from when it was on the market last year in front of you, have you?
Yeah, I've got a floor plan of the piece.
Yeah, what is now the kitchen, sort of the open plan living, that used to be a kitchen and a separate lounge. And then on the other side, which is now the office, and another little lounge area that used to be the two bedrooms.
Oh, right. Cool. So the bathroom's in the same place it was before?
Yes. The downstairs bathroom's in the same place it was before, yeah.
And I'm just thinking then, if you put a little terrace area?
Yeah, there's a deck at the back that's been out there for probably about 20 years now, yeah.
Well, And on the condition, if you were staying, were there any jobs you were about to do? I don't mean decorating, I mean like any major jobs.
Probably one of the, it's not even an overly major job to be perfectly fair, the deck probably needs replacing out the back, which you'll call, which is the terrace area. There's areas of that which just need replacing. And it could probably do, lick of paint externally.
Right. And what about the internals?
That's all okay.
It's all right. So you don't need, someone could just move in straight away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got, obviously, oil, fired central heating, which is serviced. So it's got central heating. It's all fine. Obviously, some people probably want to change the colour, but, it's fine. It's movable.
Yeah. How, what do you do? Two deliveries a year, maybe?
Sorry, twice a year, sorry?
Of your oil.
It's probably once to twice a year. The boiler's new, it was installed 2 years ago.
Right, so obviously it's pretty efficient. That's really good. Well, how did you find this, by the way?
I don't know, it just came across you on Google, or it's Facebook, one of those things. I can't remember. It's just one of those things which appeared, and I was like, oh, what's that? Yeah.
Yeah, the algorithm caught you. You mentioned last year it was on the market. So did you just decide not to move? Did you take it off, or what happened?
Yeah, the market seemed to slow down quite a bit last year because there was quite a lot going on with the budget and stuff like that. And then things of like work and that were all changing around. So we just decided to sort of take it off the market.
Yeah. And the place you're looking, is it quite near, or?
No, it's old.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right. So there's going to be some different families.
Yeah, we want somewhere, because we've got animals and stuff, so we just want somewhere with a bigger garden. And now the kids and stuff are driving, so we want somewhere with more parking and stuff, really. So that's one of the main reasons that we're sort of looking to move.
Yeah. Been there myself. We did that. So as my kids started to get... When they were little, it didn't really matter, and then they started to get older, we had to get 4-bed, 5-bed.
Then
as soon as we kind of got to the 5-bed, they started to leave home then. So then we downsized, because then you have to kind of go the other way. But when we were downsizing, the issue we had downsizing was we needed to still get somewhere that was big enough for when they visited, so we couldn't have like a small house without a big driveway because all the kids then drove.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I had to find somewhere. We wanted actually a terrace, like an older terrace, but we just couldn't do it because of him. So we had to get a semi, put a garage on it, and then more kids left home, and then we split up. So.
Oh, no. That's not great.
After all that. I know, yeah. After all that, we split up. We bought a doer up with a pain, and then we split up. And, there you go. Anyway. Couple of different options with us that I'll go through with you, and then I'll be able to discuss sort of financially where you would end up going down this route.
Okay.
Now, I'm assuming the place you're looking at, is it on the market, or is it someone you know?
It's on the market. So they're doing open house viewings at the moment on it. So our appointment is Thursday next week to view.
Cool. So are you thinking you want to be in a position to offer now, or are you sort of monitoring the market to see how it goes first?
If we'd like it, I'd like to be in a position to be able to sort of offer, but obviously it all depends, on the maths stack up, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Have you looked at what kind of money you'd have to spend on it?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of money. It needs heating, glazing, all that kind of stuff on it, yeah.
Oh, is it like what we call dead man's shoes? Is it like an older person that's lived there or something?
Yeah, it's an old rectory, so it's owned by the church, and they're selling it. It's been rented out for years, so, yeah.
Oh, well, I like those buildings.
So do I.
It's good that they're doing the open day thing, because I'm assuming then the everything you have to get, everything you apply for when you're buying has to go to, like, if it, to whoever's running it, like the church.
Yeah.
And if you don't do, like, all the legal work first, it's a pain.
Okay.
Churches don't have records. They don't, they're not like me, us and you, that, like, when you bought your property, there's a land edge and churches are, like, hundreds of years old, and the records are probably still in the same cupboard they were when they built the church.
Okay.
Yeah, they never do. They never sell them. They never sell them. They don't do anything with them at all. They don't need planning permission for the churches. They don't have to meet regulations because the churches. They have to have public.
It's not a church. It's sort of one of the rectory buildings. One of the rectories.
One of the build. The ground. So you've got a couple of options with us. As two sides of the business. So on one side, we can buy the property from you.
Yes.
So we. The buying the property process will generally take around 4 weeks.
How long, sorry?
Around 4 weeks.
Yep, okay. And that starts to finish?
Yeah, four weeks to get the money. There's no fees for solicitors or selling.
Mm-hmm.
We just complete as soon as you're ready, basically.
Okay, all right.
The downside to going down any instant cash route is you will tend to lose around 20 to 30% of the value.
How much, sorry?
You'll tend to lose around 20 to 30% of the value.
Right, okay, yep.
So it isn't, if someone's moving house, like just as a general normal move, which I know you might not, I hate the word normal because then what's normal, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the route we'd advise. Because we can say, look, what you can do is open it up to get more money. However, it is an option for you.
Yeah.
Now, the way the process works, it normally takes us 7 days to book a survey to confirm that what I've worked out as the valuation is okay and everything we've discussed as far as structure, everything's all right.
Okay.
But you'd end up around 375.
Okay, all right.
Now, for a lot of people, that it's just a no.
Yep.
However, if the place you're buying drops by the same equivalent amount, you might come back to me and say, well, actually, they come down by X, so actually we can do it now. So
yeah.
It tends to be a bit of a bump.
Okay.
Now, the second option
is
what we call our fixed price route. Now, the fixed price is a little bit different. Firstly, it tends to take 8 to 12 weeks. It's a bit longer.
Okay.
And secondly, with this option, we don't have any plans to keep the property. We will be moving the property on to one of our third-party buyers or investors.
Right.
However, as a result of that, you'll get more money.
Yeah.
There's still no selling fees, still no solicitor's fees, but you get $450.
Okay. All right. And is there a guaranteed timescale with that then, or is that, you've just got to wait for somebody to still come along and buy it?
There's a process, and part way through the process, we have, like, I can't use the word guarantee, I can use the word warranty. So what we do, we give you, say for instance, you and your husband said, we give you an agreement for $450.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a fixed agreement, meaning you don't get anything deducted from the $450 in the way of fees or selling costs.
Okay.
Now, our plan is generally 8 to 16 weeks as a rule.
Yeah.
In the first 4 to 6 weeks, we do our due diligence checks. So, for instance, we'll need to get your plan in, make sure you own it, make sure there's no plans to knock the house down and build the motorway.
Yeah.
We just need to check.
Okay.
Second thing we do, so the other thing we do in the first 4 to 6 weeks is, as a business, we have a database of over 7,000 investors.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a business, we run national marketing campaigns, so we will be positioning the property amongst our buyers and investors to get ourselves an offer on it.
Okay.
So, say for instance, we get our buyer to do an agreement with us for 460.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got an agreement with you for 450.
Yeah.
How we make our money is basically keep the difference. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how we're able to save no fees, because what we've done is agreed 450 with you,
mm-hmm.
we've agreed 460 with them,
yeah.
we keep the bit in the middle as the connector of the deal.
Yeah.
Now, what our buyer does, so bear in mind it normally takes us, I'd say, 4 to 8 weeks to get to this point.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, in the next 4 to 8 weeks, you'll still be living in your house, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what we do with the buyer is the buyer pays a £5,000 deposit now.
Okay.
And that reserves the house for them.
Right.
But in return for that, they have to give you time to move. So we secure your end first.
Yeah.
Promise the buyer we're not going to sell it to somebody else, even if a higher offer comes in.
Mhm.
But then they give you time for you to obviously pursue whatever purchase you're trying to do next.
Okay. All right.
Now, just playing devil's advocate a little bit.
Mhm.
If our buyer did pull out, so
yeah.
you're asking about guarantee, or they would lose their deposit and you'd get half.
Okay.
As you can imagine, no one really pays £5,000 and then says, actually, I've changed my mind.
Yeah, fair enough.
So there's a very, 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 that's why I can't use the word guarantee.
Yeah.
We tend to have, so last year I had one person pull out, the year before I had one person pull out. So you don't get, in the grand scheme of things, it's less than like 1%, but it is still possible.
Okay.
Normally what happens is, as you can imagine, once someone's invested any amount of money into a property, especially £5,000, what they're trying to do then is make get their return. They want the house.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So my general kind of, if I sit in like a completely kind of advisory role, I always say to people, let us put you in the best position first before you offer on anything.
Okay.
Because it really, I can give you a good example, actually. So this property you're looking at, it's got like an open day, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, so just being straight with you, 50% of the people there are wasting time just coming for a nosy.
Yeah. Most of the villagers probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an open day.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go? It's a free hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the people responsible for selling that will know it, and what they'll look at, there'll be people saying, yeah, we really like it, and show their interest. But not really. They'll just say the words.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine there's like two versions of you. So there's a version of you that could offer on Thursday in the position you're in now.
Mm-hmm.
No house on the market. Not spoke to anyone. Not got a contract with anyone.
Yeah.
There's a version of you that could be on the market with a principal estate agent on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. You've got that version too. Or this kind of the Springbok version of you. The version I like you to be, which is when you go to them, you say, look, an agreement with Springbok. Springbok have already paid our solicitors. Springbok secured a buyer, and that buyer's already paid a deposit.
Yeah.
When it comes to negotiating what you want to pay for that other house, that's a much stronger position to be in.
Okay.
So I like that because it's secure, because you'll always win.
Yeah.
You know, if you want something, they're going to go with you purely because of the deposit most of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Just being truthful. No one ever listens to me. Everybody goes and views properties and offers. They're not even ready. They'll go and offer.
Yeah, okay.
So because if you like something, you don't want to lose it, do you?
No, you don't.
So I didn't understand that even though I have this ideal situation that in real life, if you really want something, you're going to try and offer on it. But
okay.
Now, the only thing we need of you during the process, so if you and your husband decided you're happy, we would want to take some photographs.
Yeah.
And we would ask that if we did have any potential buyers or investors that they're allowed to look at the house.
Yeah. Okay.
Apart from that, we don't need to deal with solicitors. We cover up everything else.
Okay. All right.
So with the two options, obviously there are different monies.
Mm-hmm.
Does the first work, or is it just not in the
middle? I think it's probably too late, to be fair.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
How about kind of the 450?
That's probably more realistic.
Cool. That's good. obviously the time frame's a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But that's why you get more money.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. That's perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, any questions from your side of things or anything questions that you might want to...
No. Have you got anything that you could sort of send over with a bit more detail in, like what you've just gone through and told me?
Yeah, of course, can you?
Yeah, would you like to send that through? And then, because obviously I've been on the phone to you, and my husband's obviously trying to listen into the conversation, but he can't hear it all properly. And then I can go through it with him a bit later. Is that possible for you?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
I've got an email address of lisa.perriman@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah, that's it.
So I'll just put a few bullet points.
Yeah.
I'll include the terms and conditions so you can see the agreement anyway.
Yes, please.
And I'll just check in with you guys after the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, and then it's cool. And then obviously, like, with the second option, is there any sort of fees or anything that I need to be paid, or is it literally just no, nothing? Okay. All right, no, that's great.
Yeah, I'll include that in the email. No fees, there's no... We'll never ask you for any money. If you didn't have an EPC, we'd even pay for that.
Yeah, we've got the EPC done from last year. So that's all on there, and it's probably, it might even be on the details. Well, I don't know, I can't remember, to be fair. But,
the last 10 years anyway, so don't worry.
Yeah, so that was all done last year anyway. That's great. If you could ping that over, and then, I'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, where's the talk? All
right.
If anything pops up, feel free to just ping us an email back if it's something you just want to quickly ask.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Cheers. All right, nice to see you.
And you. Have a good weekend. Bye. Bye.